Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. We are on day 1747 of our trek, and it's time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge, and we are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, "How much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver." If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Rita Mae Brown, and it is, "A life of reaction is a life of slavery, intellectually and spiritually. One must fight for a life of action, not reaction." So our nugget today will be a life of action. When faced with opportunities, challenges, or difficulties in life, are you proactive or reactive? The answer to this question will largely determine how you live. The choice applies to all areas of life, physically, intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually. If you are continually reactive, you become a slave in those areas of life because the dictates and choices of others continually drive you. Others will be calling the shots and making decisions for you. On the other hand, if you are a proactive person, before you are forced into making decisions based on somebody else's agenda, you take the bull by the horns and take the action that is needed to seize the opportunities, face the challenges, and handle the difficulties of life. Being free allows you to live a life with choices, resulting in a rich and satisfying life. To be reactive stems from being fearful, which is in most situations false fear. When you are proactive, you will make more mistakes in life, but overall you will be much farther ahead long-term while maintaining the ability to make choices and be free. Don't live a life of slavery to your fears. Instead, live a life of freedom, knowing that God will give you the wisdom when faced with those exciting and challenging decisions of life, which we all face. And our verse for today is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. "For God has not given you the spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us, and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,746 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you would like to receive our weekly newsletter called Wisdom Notes, please email me at guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.